Hare Krishna, everyone. Welcome to Bhakti Sangha Jepa conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Radha Pramod Prabhuji to enlighten us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, 7th chapter, 31 and 32 verse. Before I hand over the call to Prabhuji, I request Raj Prabhuji, please take over the call for the introduction.
Hare Krishna Mataji, Dandava Pranam to you and all the assembled devotees. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Sri Guru and Gauranga. Here's a brief introduction for our speaker of today, His Grace Radha Pramod Prabhuji. Prabhuji came to Krishna consciousness in 2001 and got initiated in 2006 by His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj. Prabhuji completed Bhakti Vedanta Vidyapeet from BVRC. Prabhuji manages and preaches center in Hyderabad. And Prabhuji also has service of training and educating corporate youth. Prabhu also gives daily sessions on Astha TV and other local channels. Prabhuji is also conducting online Bhagavatam sessions for many devotee groups around India and in USA, like Bhakti Sangha. Over to you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Raj Prabhu. Thank you so much for such beautiful introduction. We are waiting for Prabhuji to still join. We can continue chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare. Oh, Prabhuji is there. Okay. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Prabhu, for joining and giving your valuable time and association this morning and enlightening us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam. I now hand over the call to you, Prabhu. Please take over. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. I will just share the screen. Omajnana Timirandasya Jnana Anjana Shalakaya Kakshur Melitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Hare Krishna. I will try to just read the shloka and then we'll have discussion. Tasmat Pitrinam Arthanam Artham Parama Prabhavam Tapasa Yam Stata Sandesham Kartum Arhasi. This is that Tasmat, therefore, Pitrinam of the parents, Arthanam, who are in distress, Arthim, the grief, Parabhavam, being defeated by the enemies, Apasa, by the strength of your austerities, Apanayam, taking away, Tata, dear son, Sandesham, our desire, Kartum, Arhasi, to deserve to execute. Translation, dear son, we have been defeated by our enemies and therefore we are very much aggrieved. Please mercifully fulfill our desires by relieving our distress through the strength of your austerities. Please fulfill our prayers. And there is two shlokas because it does not have purport. Vrani mahe tapo dhyayan brahmishtam brahmanam gurum yataagnyashe vijeshyamaha saptanam tavatejasam. So, Rinimahe, we chose tava, your upadhyayam as teacher and spiritual master, brahmishtam, being perfectly aware of the supreme Brahman, brahmana, a qualified brahmana, guru, the perfect spiritual master, yata, so that anjasa, very easily, vijeshyamaha, we shall defeat our rivals, your tejasam, by the power of austerities. Translation, since you are completely aware of the supreme Brahman, you are a perfect brahmana and therefore you are the spiritual master of all orders of life. We accept you as our spiritual master and director so that by the power of your austerities we may easily defeat the enemies who have conquered us. One must approach a particular type of guru to execute a particular type of duty. Therefore, although Vishwaroop was inferior to the demigods, the demigod accepted him as their guru to conquer the demons. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Ajnana Timiran Dasya Jnanam Janashalakaya. Chakshurun Militam Dena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale. Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine. Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharini Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarini Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So here the purport is not so much. So there are some advantages. There is no purport, then you can speak your own topic. But we'll see. Here there are two important things I wanted to discuss. First is here it is said that the demigods are approaching. The demigods are approaching Vishwaroop because he has great strength of austerities. So we'll see what is why they have to go to Vishwaroop. So first thing is because of the strength of his austerities. That is the reason they say. And you have great strength of austerities. After hearing this, Vishwaroop says, okay, enough of your glorification, because till now, from last few shlokas, demigods are glorifying Vishwaroop. They say, enough of your glorification. Tell me the purpose. So then they reveal, okay, now our desire is that you become our spiritual master so that we can defeat and conquer our enemies. So they mention their purpose. This is why we want to take your help. That's the purpose of our glorification. Before asking, they glorified him. Now, we will, I thought I will take two topics because Parpat Prabhupada just told different gurus for different duties. Now, I thought we will discuss what is austerity and what are different types of austerities, just a small part, and then one part, and another part I thought, why Vishwaroop? Why we need a Brahmana? And now they want to perform sacrifice. So we'll discuss what is the scientific understanding of sacrifice and why they need a Brahmana, why they cannot do on their own, what is so special about it. And then because we are in Bhagavatam, we'll discuss what is the conclusion for us also. So we'll start with this. So our topics of discussion first is austerities. So now from the 17th chapter, 14, 15, 16, 17 shlokas, where Krishna explains what is austerities. Austerity for the body, mind and speech. So three types of austerities is it. Devat, Vijay, Guru, Prajna, Pujanam, Saucham, Arjavam, Brahmacharyam, Ahimsacha, Chariram, Tapauchyate. The austerities of body, because they are glorifying Vishwaroop for his austerities. So what are austerities and what is the benefit of that austerities also we'll see. But first we'll see what is this austerities. First austerity is telling, austerity of body consists in worship of the Supreme Lord, worship of the Brahmanas, the spiritual master, superiors like father and mother. So you are worshipping. Of course, there is criteria also in that, but this is the austerity. When you start respecting them, then that is a austerity. And in that way, we make progress. Of course, what benefits we'll see. But this is an austerity because it's not so easy to give respect. And also in broadening the cleanliness, also austerity of body's cleanliness, external and internal, Prabhupada says. And there is also simplicity. Simplicity means we not do anything which is not sanctioned by the scriptural injunction. also there is also another two things, celibacy and non-violence. So these are all consist of the austerities of body. And then then there is austerities of speech. Anudvega karam vakyam satyam priyahitam chayat swadhyaya abhyasanam chaiva vangmayam tapa uchyate. In the austerity of speech, it consists of speaking words that are truthful. That means the teachers may speak the truth for the instruction of his students. It should be pleasing, beneficial, not agitating to others. In regularly reciting of Vedic literature, and one should not talk nonsense. And the process of speaking in spiritual circles is to say something upheld by the scriptures. Also, one should quote from the scriptural authoritative to back up what he is saying. So these are all comes under austerities of the speech. So this will increase. What benefits we'll see. First, I am just explaining the austerities only. Now, this is two things with the body and mind. And then Krishna tells what is austerity for the mind is, sorry, first is body and speech, now mind. Manah prasada saumyatvam maunam atma vinigraha bhava samsiddhir iti etat tapa tapo manasam uchyate. This is austerities of mind are satisfaction, simplicity, gravity, self-control. Now, of course, I'll just say a few words about these things. Pleasing, beneficial, we all understand it should be benefiting. It should not agitate others. All these messages in WhatsApp, which is agitating others, that is also it is against austerities of speech. We may not speak, but if any message we are forwarding in our groups, which is agitating others. Agitating means some news about some communal related things. This organization, this institute, this religious people, this type of. So nowadays about political things and about some violent that happened against some religious organization. Even that also comes under agitation. That should not be, especially in spiritual circles. We should not do it. And that's all. The process of speaking in spiritual circles, something upheld the scripture. That's all. No message should be circulated in the groups is not connected to Krishna. You may say some message of dharma, some message of something, some funny things or some other things we should not send. Should only spiritual, especially in spiritual circles, these groups like that. And some, especially in India, we have many of this, especially the media and news about some religious violence and all. This is not actually allowed, especially in spiritual group. And here, at the mind, should be satisfaction. Whatever is provided, we should be satisfied from Lord. And simplicity, gravity, we should be able to control ourselves. And then purification of one's existence. These are all which comes under category of mind. In that also, Prabhupada explains, to make the mind austere is to detach it from sense gratification. It should be so trained that it can be always thinking of doing good to others. That is, what happens is, if we are thinking about others, then our problems will automatically be solved because we don't have time for thinking about our problems. This actually happens. Like when the child is very small, few days, few months old, mothers don't get sick because they are always thinking about the child. Very rarely children get sick, but mothers, they don't get sick much because they are absorbed, the thought is absorbed in the child. They are trying to think about others. And the best training for the mind is gravity in thought. This is what Prabhupada explains. And one should not deviate from Krishna consciousness. One must always avoid sense gratification. And the more we think of sense gratification, the more mind becomes dissatisfied. Mind always looks for opportunity. Okay, now my chanting is over, my reading is over, my hearing is over. What next? Mind will think, okay, how should I enjoy now? So mind goes default in that direction. We should avoid that. And mind should be devoid of duplicity. One should think of welfare of all. And silence, this is also same. And silence means that is one is always thinking of self-realization and one should be straightforward in his dealings and thereby purify his existence. So now, if somebody is doing this, he is performing austerities. That's all. You need not to separately any other thing for at this level. And then that's what Krishna said. Kratya paraya taptam tapastati vidham narai afala kanchibhir yuktaha sattvikam parichakshate. Austerities in goodness, the threefold austerities performed, transcendental faith, not expecting material benefits, and engaged only for the sake of Supreme. So these three things are there. You should have transcendental faith, not expecting material benefit, and for the sake of Supreme, like that. Now we will see what benefit happens. Now this person who performs austerities in this way, he will gain power. He will gain purity. That will help him in achieving certain perfections. And what is the important perfection that is needed? Perfection in chanting the mantras. So this is why it is needed. Ultimately, all these things are done to elevate the consciousness so that they will be able to perfect in their chanting. Now, why they need brahmanas? Because brahmanas perform austerities. And what is the speciality of brahmanas? They're perfect in chanting the mantras. We see, and why you need this chanting of mantras? What Krishna tells in Bhagavad Gita, Sahyagnya Prajasrishta Purovacha Prajapati Anyena Prasavishedam Eshavo Ishakamadu. He says, in the beginning of creation, the Lord of all creatures sent for generations of men and demigods along with sacrifice for Vishnu and blessed them by saying, be thou happy by this yajna sacrifice because its performance will bestow upon you everything desirable for living happily and achieving liberation. Now, for this, we need actually the brahmanas. Now, what brahmanas do? They chant the mantras. And they are perfect. They have achieved perfection in chanting the mantras. We will try to understand this. Now, the demigods also need it. Now we say, this yajna we are doing for demigods. Like here it is said, you are doing this yajna to get rain. You do yajna for getting some son or good wife. Now, why do demigods need to do yajna, right? Humans are doing yajna for demigods to get something. Now, important thing here is, here also, the yajna is for Vishnu only, when we are doing. And humans are also doing. But when they are doing for any other demigod, they do, understanding that he is a limb of the Lord. If they are doing for Indra, they understand, okay, it's arms of the Lord. When they are doing for Surya, they may think it's eyes of the Lord. So they do for the Lord, understanding he is actually part and parcel of the Lord. In that way, they perform and they get benefit. Now, when demigods, they are doing, for whom they will do? Yajna vai Vishnu. Anytime yajna sacrifice is done, it is done for Vishnu only. So here, they need Vishwaroop to perform this yajna for Vishnu. For what? Live happily. Living happily. Of course, they don't want liberation. It is very obvious. They want to live happily. Live happily means how? For them, now they are getting an obstacle. For living happily, we have to reduce our whatever the obstacles that are coming on our way to enjoy. And what is the obstacle for them to enjoy? The demons. Now they want to destroy the demons so that their opportunity to enjoy is not lost. That's why they need to perform yajna. And yajna is only for Vishnu. Anybody is doing, it's for Vishnu only. Yajna vai Vishnu. Now, for doing yajna, now why they can do on their own? Demigods, do they not know the mantra? Is it secret mantras? Mantras are not secret, but the perfection is not there. There are, of course, secret mantras are there, and even demigods, they know the Vedic mantras. They know, many of them, they know the mantras and all, but they have not perfected it. That is the difference. Or if they don't know the mantra, even if they just go and attend some yajna, within one shot they can remember all, because they are all having good intelligence and memory. They can memorize all the mantras, but they cannot do it because there is no mantra siddhi. Because any ritual or sacrifice we are doing, there are three things in it. And the first thing is, there is yantra, then there is mantra, and then there is tantra. The three things are very important for a sacrifice. First is yantra. Yantra is actually basically the form. So, hope this is relevant. I'm not fast. Any
amazing, Prabhu. Please continue. Very good. Thank you.
Okay. I don't want to just go on my own without making. Okay. So here we will see what are the various things that are explained. So.
I don't know if it's only me. Something happened to your video. Some kind of.
Yes, bro. Actually, my something. Okay. My system is wrong. It is creating.
You were saying about yantra, tantra, mantra, and that happened. I'm like, some tantra happened.
So here. The three things, first is the yantra. Yantra means a device or a machine. Now, this for Vedics, their sacrifices, there is a certain graphic image. If you have seen yantras, they put on a copper plate. There's a very complicated design that is written with so many letters on it. And that is what a person should meditate. Yantras always have a form. And the visual image, this is actually the image of the sound. Sound has certain wave function, and that wave function is that image. There is a perfection in chanting the mantra. When a mantra is chanted perfectly, you will get an image. What you get? You get the image of that mantra. That is actually called mantra siddhi. If you have heard this word mantra siddhi, the mantra siddhi is you are able to see the mantra by chanting it. That is the reason they have to chant repeatedly. Of course, there is another reason also, but one of the main reasons for chanting is the Rishi means one who has seen. What they see, Rishi means see. But what they are seeing? Seeing the mantras. By chanting regularly like that, they get the vision of that mantra. That is called mantra siddhi. Now, when Guru gives these mantras in the right ear of the disciple, Guru had perfected that mantra and he gives to the disciple that mantra. The disciple chant the mantra by practicing chanting more and more and more. He attains perfection in that chanting and he can gain the same realization as Guru. Because Guru, all the knowledge is there in the mantras. Of course, I will not go very detailed in it. I'll just briefly tell few things. And now, along with yantra, then there is mantra, which is connected to that yantra, then you chant. And the process, the ritual that is done, it is called tantra. So we have yantra, mantra, and tantra. Gail Mataji, you are okay with this?
I have so many questions already.
Okay.
Before you even got here.
As prepared. So we have this tantra is actually the process, the ritual that helps a person to concentrate, and the combined mantra, yantra, and tantra. This is the perfect sacrifice. It's not just it is all three should be there. And then what happens? Then see, for us also, no, the temple deity is what? Temple deity is like yantra for us, and we chant our mantra focusing on the deity. And the process of all our aartis, kirtans and all is a type of tantra. It's like that. Now what happens that this will help meditation. This is a meditation. And we focus our mind on it. And by focusing on mind to this kind of process, what happens is we raise our consciousness. That's how the process is. And now, then what the word Mantrayate iti mantra. We heard this many times. What is this trayate, which helps us to focus from distractions? So all the time some sound is going on, some kind of dialogue is going on in our minds, and several voices are coming and all these things. Now we have to pull it out from them and focus on a particular object. The more a person can focus, even materially also he will be able to achieve so many things. Material success can also be achieved if somebody can focus their mind. That is actually the difference between successful person and is able to focus. Of course, he's focusing on material. Then for spiritual also, we need to focus. And mind is always wandering here, there, and kind of. And so mantra, which helps to protect the mind from distractions. And the purpose of the yoga is to make our mind very strong and concentrate and make it. Now, now all these things are secondary. It's auxiliary, not secondary. We can say auxiliary, the yantras and tantras. But most important is the mantra. Who has perfected in chanting? Now, what happens is there will be saturation. There will be a saturation. When you chant the mantra, the fire gets saturated with the power of that mantra. And then whatever you are offering, it will be taken to the destination. Like Indra, you chant the mantra of Indra, Indra will get that offering, oblations. You chant the mantra of Soma, he will get it because you have saturated it. Like we see the pastime of, not the pastime, the story of Indra after this only. When he kills Vritrasu, he goes to Manasarovar lake and he hides the stem of a lotus. And for 100 years, celestial years, he's stuck there only. Is under protection of Lakshmi Devi because he committed a great Brahma Hatya, killing a great Mahabhagavata. Now what happens is Agni could not enter because it's fire. Agni is the person who takes for all the demigods their oblations, but he could not take it because he's in the water and he's fire, so he has to fast only, hardly could eat. And also what happens is if you perform austerities, gain strength. In Mahabharata also we have Karna. What Karna, he wanted to kill Arjuna. That was his life achievement goal. But he knows that Arjuna is very powerful. Now he need to gain power. And for that he took a vow. Now what is the vow of Karna? He took a vow that I will give charity. Anybody asks anything, I will not say no. And the purpose of that is to gain power so that he can kill Arjuna. So even if you see the Vedic culture, even the demons also performed austerities. Ravana, Hiranyakashipu, all the demons also, Vrakasura, everybody goes to perform austerities because they know the way to gain power is like this. Now the way we try to gain power is very gross way. But in previous ages, they know the subtle signs. They know we have to perfect something. We want to gain something. We need to perform. And here demigod also know. Sometimes if we don't have ourselves, we can take from others also. That is also there. So that's why they come to Vishwarupa. Okay, we don't have no power because we offended our Guru Brihaspati. Now we don't have any shelter. No, he has some power. So we will, with his power, we'll also gain power. So that's how they are motivated here. And we see that here there are, this is called Mantra Siddhi, I told. And now Vedic sounds. So there are four levels of sound. So of course there are few more things I just wanted to share. So in Vedic sound, it is not just it's not just the external sound that is that we are hearing, that is more subtler. And whole Vedic culture is actually based on sound, how the pronunciation of sound. And when the Western people, scholars, they came to India, they were stuck with the development of sound in the Vedic system. And it is also said that the original elements of creation sound according to Vedas. And even quantum mechanics, quantum physics, they also say that it's all the things are wave functions of vibrations. So So this is what is explained, and the original sound according to Vedas is Om. Now the sound is necessary, and that's what is taught in Vedic culture. The children are taught how to utter the sound properly, and people are considered, of course, many of us will come in that category. If we will not, they don't know Sanskrit means not Sanskrit. If they are not able to learn, then they say, okay, they are not qualified. And now there are 54 alphabets in Sanskrit, and by pronouncing them correctly, it reveals a certain subtle energy in this world. That is how it is. And with the help, it is possible to change the reality of the world also. I will go with another topic. This is a different topic, but I wanted to share some more important things. Like there are some spells, even grandmothers, they also use certain whispers they do in the ears, and some children have some toothache, they go to grandmothers, they chant some whispers, and even toothache is gone. So there are still such mantras still there. And sacrifice in itself does not matter as a ritual, but the main thing is it's a focus on mantra. Now, why the Brahmanas, why they lost their credibility is because they are not able to chant the mantras properly. Even the first thing is they need to maintain that purity. They need to perform these austerities to chant. And another thing is they need to also learn Sanskrit properly, because you need to pronounce properly. And with the help of various rituals and all, that's what the fire, like if somebody want to have a son, chant the mantra properly, definitely you'll get it. But now nobody is there to perform. Even if you want to have an aeroplane, it is said there are 264 types of aeroplanes that are given in the Vimana Shastra. We can achieve if we are able to chant the mantra. So everything is based on the sound. Now there are Now the important thing I want to discuss is there are four levels of sound, which is little relevant for us for our topic, because we cannot go to so much into this just information. I want to give some very important knowledge also, which is part of Bhagavatam, which is there in Bhagavatam. So it is Rigveda says there is Chatvari Vak. There are four layers of dimensions of sound. First is called Vaikarikava. Vaikarikava is the audible sound which we are hearing now. So that is the first. So we are here. Of course, I will discuss about the meaning of mantra next. First, I will discuss about the sound at four levels. First is the Vaikarikava. So Vaikarikava is the audible sound which we are hearing. And then we have which conveys information. Now, this is having the energy of creativity. This is called Kriyashakti. So, if a person pronounces with force, now we should have this. So, based on the power in his vak, the person will be able to achieve certain things, which forces others to do the things. It convey orders and convey the willpower, how we are making the words. And this is Kriya Shakti. This is Vaikarika, which we are hearing. And the second level is actually about Madhyamva. Madhyamva is much more subtler. This is a dialogue which is happening in our mind now. Say, now I'll say ice cream or pizza or burger, whatever. Now, as soon as, now you all pronounce this in your mind, immediately image appears in our mind. Okay, pizza. For us, we'll have some other item in India. And I'm telling you, you may have some other mango. Now, you will get the image of that object. That means, I'm just telling very briefly only. This is also very detailed, but I'll not go. What is this telling is, this is the sound that is purely at the level of thoughts. So, this is also a dialogue going on. This is a Jnana Shakti. And it is at a mental level. And even that sound can have psychological changes also in a person. So the energy of understanding how something can be done. This is how it is. And it is diverted at the level of thoughts. This is the Madhyam Bhag, which is Jnana Shakti. This is some sort of information or knowledge or process, we can say. It is more subtler, and all the thoughts and everything is at this level. And then there is another level, which is at the level of much more subtler. This is Pashyanti Bhag. This is all Ichha Shakti. These are desires are manifested. So at the beginning, a certain concentrated ideas appear. These are all Ichha Shakti. We want to perform. And it is something very subtle. All the our at the vasanas and all, these are at this level where we are having certain desires which manifest. And then at the last level is Paravak, which is a transcendental level of speech. And this is at the level of soul, from which everything comes. According to Vedas, creation is from subtle to gross. According to modern science, of course, quantum also says by sound only. But modern science, they say, okay, elements, they all these things are coming in a gross way and then it goes more subtle. It's not actually right. It is like all the elements came together and then they formed some reactions and the soul appeared. No, from soul, all these things are appearing. It's like that. Like one time Prabhupada was walking with the disciples and he saw a very big building. And Prabhupada asked, so what is the cause of this building? Somebody said, Prabhupada, sir, because of cement and bricks. And then somebody wrote blueprint and other things. Prabhupada said, no. Prabhupada said, somebody spoke about it. First the sound comes, then the building appeared. So it is from subtle to gross. First you have to conceive the idea. Desire should come, same aeroplane. First the idea appears that I want to fly. And then you want to fly, the desire appeared. And from the desire, what happens? Slowly, slowly it comes to the mental level. You start thinking, what all ways we can make a mission which can fly. And then the ideas go further, further, and then you start working on it. And it comes in a more gross level. So where it started, first a desire to fly came. Then you start having various ideas, started conceiving various ideas, how to do it. And then the last, we started working on it. You brought the material and started making it. So it starts from a subtle to gross. That's how the Vedic creation explains how Vedas creation, how the creation takes place. Here. So now the same thing, the real idea from spiritual world, everything comes and we are stuck up here because our Ichha is to enjoy. If that Ichha Shakti changes, then again everything changes. Now, how does this sacrifice help? That is our question. It will be discussion. Now, how does this sacrifice and all these things will help us? Why it is given in the Vedic literature? That we will see how it is connected with all this, because this is also sound. Now, what happens is, now creation came from sound, not through sound, the creation. That is the point here. That's why we are discussing all these things. Why mantra? Why all the sacrifices and all? The most important part of sacrifice is also mantra. And two things Prabhupada is telling two reasons, to live happily and achieve liberation. For us, liberation is to going back to Godhead. Now, why we need to perform of the sacrifices? We discussed the most important part of the sacrifice, yajna, is the mantra. And for us, what yajna we are doing? We are doing sankirtan yajna. Right? So, that is the reason. Of course, now demigods are using the sacrifice only for first part, living happily. But we will use for second part to achieve liberation. Like that. So, the mantra is for, we'll try to understand. Now, the creation is also at four stages. So, now we'll discuss this meaning of Om. Now, the meaning of Om is, Om has four parts. A, U, Om, and there is a pause also. It's four parts. The pause is there. That should be half of the mantra we have chanted. That's how the mantra should be chanted. So the first the part is Vaikarikava. The first level of sound we have discussed Vaikarikava, which is very gross, and the U is the subtle element which corresponds to the mental thoughts, and M is actually the Pashyantiva, which is at the level of Buddhi. And then there is a pause, which is a transcendental level, is Parava, the level of soul. What soul speaks is soul is telling always you enjoy. Soul says you enjoy. Then intelligence, then the next level, the Pashyantiva, it gets all desires, how to enjoy. And below that level, Pashyantiva, and then there is Parava. Pashyantiva, Madhyamva, then we start getting ideas how to enjoy that. Desires are coming. You need ideas also, na? And then last one is our actions. That's how it is there. So this Om is of these four levels like this. So we will just I will just talk few more minutes before I take questions. You know, many will be having questions, and whatever I know I will try to answer them. Now this four levels are a description of our existence also. At the heart of everything is the desire. So the desire is the most subtle thing that we have in the form of image, idea, goal. And then gradually it turns into the mental scheme of development, and then we live. So now the main problem is that idea that one way or another I want to fulfill my desires. So that's how, and we want to manage and enjoy the sphere of our control, and turn our attachment at the level of mind. We are caught up in that way, and then we start recognizing things around and we become attached to it. What happens is, now the mantra is meant to reverse this whole process. We are caught up like that. We are getting more and more entangled. The same mantra will help us to go out and in a more subtle level, and we can come out. So now what is the repetition of mantras? Mantra must, when we repeat, what happens is, will go through all these stages. That's why we have this repetition of mantra. So mantra is for liberation, but mantra must be repeated. Why it is repeated is because when we repeat, first we are chanting at a gross level, and it is not very at a physical level, and gradually the sound gets tuned in a more subtle way. Then our mind Manas also starts chanting, and then we develop, we'll be able to understand much more subtler things, something behind the mantras, and ultimately the mantra will make us understand the higher realities. Not only externally we chant, internally also mind chants. Like I have my friend, I was telling last time also, as soon as he wakes up, he says, Prabhuji, my mantra, my mind already started chanting only. You don't need to make any endeavor to chant. Means externally we are chanting. But generally when I wake up, I get some thought. Okay, what all things I should do? What happened yesterday? This. All thoughts are coming. For him, thoughts don't come. He has achieved a different level. For him, automatically the chanting comes. His mind is already chanting. And for him, 64 rounds he just regularly chants. That's why it is easy for him. As soon as he wakes up, chanting is already there. It is on. Mind is already chanting for him. You don't get any thoughts. So that is the second level. That's what we have to achieve slowly, slowly. And then we'll achieve the higher levels also. And in the end, we can see the mantra. Now, very interestingly, Hare Krishna, the Gayatri mantra is what the Vaikuntha Loka is. The form of Vaikuntha Loka is Gayatri mantra. The yantra is Gayatri mantra. And Goloka, Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So when you perfect Goloka, Golokera Premadana, it is Goloka mantra, and everybody in the spiritual world is chanting purposes. And then when we see, then we'll be able to directly experience spiritual world, because the mantra, the whole spiritual world is revealed. The whole knowledge of spiritual world is there, because that is the form of the spiritual world, this mantra only. So that's what. And then, okay, repetition of mantra. These two topics, I will just pause. I will just take some questions, then I will go, or I'll complete this and then take questions. Should I complete the remaining two topics?
Yes, Prabhu. Please go ahead. It was very nice.
Okay. Because some devotees are asking questions. So, okay, I will.
It's up to you, Prabhu. It's up to you. It's completely up to you. But the class is going good.
I'll complete the topics, two topics.
Yes, please. Yes, please, Prabhu. 100%.
Now, healing. This is actually a very important topic. It will be helpful if you understand this also, this part of topic also. Our sound, actually proper clear sound, has beneficial healing effect on three levels. We have three levels of existence. The soul, we say, it's not my soul, we are only soul. So we have three levels, Vaikarika, Pashyanti and Madhyama. What happens is, when our body is also vibrating, it is having certain frequency, certain rhythm. And then there are three levels of sounds. And when people, in order to get something, to strengthen themselves, they and themselves in some kind of sound. And of course, they may go for some parties and hear disco, and then they feel energy because it is vibrating and their body also vibrates with them. So it helps them to get some, and it helps also. But that is actually having negative effect also in the long run, because it's rajasic and tamasic. But Ayurveda says that the diseases are because of... So we need, in one level, it purifies our body if we are chanting. Proper our existence, external body is also purified when we are chanting. That vibration helps our body. And somebody attends kirtans, it purifies them. External body also, it vibrates in a proper way. It will not vibrate for disco. And second level, where Ayurveda says that what happens when we are, all the cause of diseases is ama. Ama is the cause of all diseases. It is the undigested food that accumulates that creates this ama. Similarly, in our mind also, when we sleep from 9 to 12, that is the time when our buddhi start digesting all the activities and emotions, the feelings, the experiences that we got in a day. It is the time for digestion of both body and mind also, buddhi also. Buddhi start digesting it. Digestion what? Unwanted experiences, feelings and all, it actually takes out. And only good ones it keeps. So somebody who is taking rest at this time, then what happens? His buddhi is very, very healthy. And undigested emotions are all removed. That is the time we need to take rest, which is very helpful. Same time, it is body also digests and removes unwanted things. Our stomach is also clean, buddhi is also clean. In that way, we'll remain healthy. Now, unwanted emotions which are accumulated in our buddhi, they also causes all sorts of diseases. When we chant, they get purified at that level. And this explained in Ayurveda. So people who attend kirtans and all, it is really helpful for them. They do kirtans, chanting mantra, some practices will help them. And more importantly, mantra works in a certain level, in all levels. Our presently, our whole life is but a realization of some desires, and which are all not correct. But when we repeat these mantras, these unwanted things will go away. And if now what happens is people are doing yoga. When we do yoga, we can free ourselves at a physical level. We can become healthy at physical level. And when do pranayama level clears at the level of mind, at a subtle level. So that's why pranayama is more powerful than yoga also. But when pranayama cannot clear at the level of desires, it's only a second level it can go. We have seen three levels. We have Vaikarika and Madhyama. Only till Madhyama pranayama can clear. But when it comes to mantra, it can clear at a higher level. It can clear at the level of buddhi also. It can change our desire. That's why it is very powerful. And material mantra is very powerful. It also gives at the fourth level, that is spiritual experience for the soul. That is the reason a person, when he chants without any offenses, directly the soul experiences spiritual bliss. They are stuck up because there is some material emotions. So yoga and Ayurveda, they bring us harmony. Harmony at a physical level, and they give certain balance. They give at physical level and mental level. But at a spiritual level and all, we need to chant. And then we have now... if there are certain doshas, unbalanced and all these things which are there at a very on all levels, vibrations are not good, you need to purify that vibrations. The chanting, somebody can chant at level of desires. Now what happens is, when we are chanting externally, it does not make. That's why if we see any time the chanting, they say it is not just external chanting. You need to feel. Emotions are very much counted. It is not how you are chanting, with what feeling you are chanting, what motivation you are chanting. So that is actually helping. Why? Because it is not chanted at just external level. It is chanted in a more subtle level. That's why we are counting about that. Why we chant Sikshashtakam is because we want to create that mood. Mood means what? It is more in a Madhyama and Shantivak level. So there we are creating this mood, because that emotions and our desires are at that level. So that is also getting purified when we are chanting. It's not just, okay, chanting. Okay, no. And now this yoga is a harmonization of our will for God. Like, you know, we say this last shloka of Bhagavad Gita. Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna, Yatra Pato Dhanurdhara, Tatra Sri Vijayo Bhutir Dhruva Nitir Matir Mama. So, where there is Krishna and where there is Arjuna. What does Arjuna represent? Arjuna represents a devotee who is accepting the will of Lord. So for us, if Krishna, who is Yogeshwara, who is the Lord of all the mystic powers, and when we are present with him, devotee, how? Arjuna is basically the devotee who is accepting the will of Lord. If we are accepting the will of Lord, then what happens? Tatra Sri, you get opulence, a victory, Vijayo Dhruva Nitir Matir Mama. So you'll get the determination to do right things and you'll achieve perfection. So these are benefits we get. So the point is, when we are chanting, what we are saying, the meaning of Om is yes. Yes for what? Yes for Lord's desires. No, for our desires. Similarly, when we say, when we chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we're basically accepting the will of Lord. Lord say, okay, my Lord, it is all your will. Whatever you want, I surrender. It is up to you. So this is the meaning of Hare Krishna Maha. So what we are doing is harmonizing our will with the will of Lord. Now, what is the problem is, we are not confident that what Lord is doing is really good for me. That is the problem. That's why we are not able to chant with that much intensity. So, God's plan for us is exactly same. What is that? To make us happy. And our plans for us is to make us happy. So, motivation is same, to be happy. The plan is changing. Lord has one plan, we have another plan. Many times does not match, which causes stress, which causes unhappiness, distress and all these things. So, when we understand that how we can be happy, and we can be happy only by harmonizing our will with the will of Lord, and no, then there is Yatra Yogeshwara Yatra Pada Dhana Tatra Sri Vijayo Bhuti Dhruva Nitir Matir. So all the things are possible like that. Now, because we are part of Lord, and if we are outside him, we cannot be happy. We have to be in harmony. Say, hair is there. Hair on the head is very nice, because we don't have, but if it is there, it is people apply nice shampoos and they are very happy to have. But the same hair falls in a soup. Nobody likes it, because out of place. So for us, we are out of place. We are not harmony with Lord. That is why all problems are there. and a mantra with proper cultivation, gradually and harmoniously bring all these layers in proper consciousness, and that is what we want to do. And when we chant pure mantra, then we will attain. So I think I will, and of course two types of mantra, just complete this. So two types of mantras is, now there are these mantras, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Om. You need to be chanted with proper meter and proper pronunciation, and everything should be proper. And even all the Veda mantras, they have either Om or some Bija mantras. You need to attain Siddhi in that mantras, then only you will be able to chant. But there is something called Nama. So this is actually, Nama is more powerful than mantras. That's why there is no rules for it. Namna makari bahuda nijasarva shakti tatrarpita nimis maranya. There are no rules for Nama. You can chant. There is no problem with pronunciation. Because what is important here, there is the feelings are important. With what feeling you are chanting. Because it's more powerful. It will take care. You say Lama, Rama, Rama, Ram, whatever you say, it is applicable. Because what feeling you chant will make a difference there. And like you are in trouble, Prabhupada gives an example, like some, and you are asking somebody for help, even though you may not express, tell properly, but he will understand your feelings. So in that way, they'll help. So, yeah, I will end here if somebody has any questions.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Tanva Pranam to you, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. What a beautiful class, Prabhu. You asked a few times if you should go ahead. I think you should just go ahead. It was so beautiful class. Such amazing class. You said initially how the austerities are attached with body, minds and word. So BMW. And I was thinking how many people austerities do here to get a BMW. So it's completely
and, actually when there is one book written in Russian by one very intelligent, his author, he writes, he asked the children, if you want to write a letter to Lord, what you will write? If Lord comes, what you will write? So many children wrote, one first great child wrote, they, all types of philosophies that are available in the world are there in that letters. All children wrote different desires. So one child wrote, my dear Lord, when you appear in front of me, I will not ask you anything. Then you understand that I am very good boy because I didn't ask you anything. Then you give me BMW because I am good boy.
True, Prabhu. So true. We want those BMWs too. Very beautiful class, Prabhu. You're talking about yantra, mantra, tantra. Certainly, Prabhu, I was remembering when you were talking about mantra and of course the power of mantra. Certainly right now I'm not that pure that when I chant, Krishna comes into my mind, I'm still that impure. But mantra has so much power, Prabhu. I remember when I was a very like young, small kid, and my mom still comes here in Canada. I live in Canada. Mom is in India, mom and dad. And they when they come here, and I, if I'm not feeling well or something, she still chants this mantra. From it's a bhajan from Guru, from Sikh, from Gurbani. She chants Tati Vauna Lagai Par Brahma Sarnai, which practically means like the hot wind even touches one if the Lord has the protection, right? So it just connects to our Narasimha Bhagawan, right?
Yes. Like,
every time we are in trouble, the first thing we remember is Narasimha Bhagawan. And actually, many times it happens. I think all the time it happens that it just helps us. So mantra certainly has power, Prabhu, under 100%. Very true, Prabhu. And you nicely said, Prabhu, with the yoga, with the, pranayams and stuff, we can certainly make our body a little balanced. But with bhakti yoga, we get the bliss. That's so true, Prabhu. It's a higher level. It's so true. Very, very beautiful class, Prabhu. Thank you so much, Prabhu. And I loved, Prabhu, how you, for all of us in Bhakti Sangha, how you prepared the class. I was just amazed, Prabhu, like how much time you dedicate to prepare and to speak about the topic. That's so amazing. Thank you so much, Prabhu. Very, very grateful to you. Prabhuji, there are already a few questions in chat box. And dear devotees, if anybody has any questions, meanwhile, please raise your hand or unmute yourself. Here is our Gaurangi Mataji. Hare Krishna Mataji. We'll take the Mataji's question first and then we'll go to the chat box.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Well, yeah, I'll have to listen to this a few times for sure. So one question is, this Om, which, you know, we understand that Om is the sound representation of Krishna. And so I'm trying to reconcile that with the fact that it's also the four levels of sound. You know, I think you did say that Om represents Krishna's desire, but basically, yes, how do I reconcile that with this idea that Om represents Krishna?
Everything in this creation is Lord's energy only, Mataji. In that way, it is Lord only. We want to realize Lord by chanting the Om. You can realize the Lord at different levels, and ultimately, a person can reach to the spiritual world also. It's all his energy. In that way, is non-different from him. That is what I understand. When we say the creation is non-different from Lord, so from chanting this Om mantra, whole creation, everything is a sound vibration. Everything is from Om only. And if you ring the bell, it is the sound of Om. When you blow the conch, it is also Om only. Like that, there are many sounds which we do. It's all representing the sound Om. So it's all creation, the Lord only, and at different levels. That's what I understand.
Okay.
I don't know much detail about more than this.
Yeah, so just as there are different levels of sound, but because all levels are his energy, in this way, they are also Krishna. Okay, and then, when you were giving the example of a person wanting to fly, right? And therefore, you know, that's one level, having that desire is actually the third level. And then how are you going to fly? Then that's like at the mental level. And then actually flying, that would be on the audible or the action level. So in that example of wanting to fly, what would you say is at the soul level? Just wanting to be happy somehow.
Souls is only one desire. It is desiring to enjoy independently, separate from God. In all the cases, soul has only one thing, independently enjoy. Now, the desires and all these things are coming because of our experience. It comes at the level of vasanas, sanskaras and vasanas. Now, based on what association I have, I'll have some desires to enjoy. In default, I have a desire to enjoy. What type of enjoyment and all is based on what type of association I have. So that forms my samskaras. Now, when I meet some people who are enjoying my very beautiful music and all, immediately that desires will come. So by that association, I got the desire to enjoy. Of course, desire to enjoy is there, but the particular way of enjoying came because of that association like that.
Yeah, so the generic desire to enjoy separately, that's the fourth level, the soul level.
Yeah.
And then when you get more specific, then that's on the third level, and then on and on.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I wasn't clear when you were in this section of why we need brahmanas to chant mantras, right? And then in that section also came demigods, why the demigods chant mantras. So the purpose of the brahmanas chanting mantras, that's different from the purpose of the demigods chanting mantras, is it?
No, what I was telling is even demigods need a brahmana. That's why they are going to Vishwarupa. No, they could have chanted themselves.
Okay.
Because these brahmanas have perfected in chanting. That's why even demigods have to take shelter of brahmanas, because these demigods have perfected in chanting the mantra.
Okay, so can you just repeat why exactly we need brahmanas to chant mantras? It's probably an obvious question.
What they said is Vishwarup, he was very austere. And because of that austerities, why they do austerities and all, so that they can perfect in chanting the mantras. So now when I am doing a sacrifice, it's not that the yantra and tantra, the mantra is very important. Mantra can be chanted who have perfected in chanting the mantra. And brahmanas have perfected chanting. That's why all of them, they take shelter of brahmanas so that they'll help them in chanting the mantras for them. And in that way, they can gain that strength. like that.
Yeah, but
the demigods are not austere, they're enjoying. So if you're enjoying, you cannot, then if you are doing sense gratification, you cannot perfect chanting in the mantras.
But then how do we benefit from the Brahmanas chanting the mantras?
Whereas we are not chanting mantras. We chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. No Kali Yuga, no Brahmanas are available to chant mantras for us. That's why in Kali Yuga, Hare Namaiva Kevala. Kalo Nasteva 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 Gatiranita. We don't have any gati. And we don't need also. We don't want to enjoy in this material world. We want to go to the spiritual world. Golokera Premadana Harinam Sankirtan. Our Yajna and our sacrifice is Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And our Guru is the Brahmana who is offering our devotion to Krishna. We need a Brahmana, but that is our Guru who offers our devotion to Krishna like that.
But, you know, you're the one who actually asked that question, you know, why do we need Brahmanas?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, why do we need Brahmanas to chant mantra? So what was your answer for that? I mean, I know for... You just answered for how it relates to us here, practically. But, you know, when you brought up that question, what was the answer that you were trying to give?
I mean, I'm trying to explain the science here because the demigods are going to the Brahmana. So I wanted to explain the science, why they need him. Because this is the context that is going on here, right, in the description. They're going to Vishwarup. So I just wanted to explain why they have to go to him. To help to understand, that's why I asked the question and try to answer it.
Okay, maybe I think I'm going to have to listen to the recording for that one. All right, and then, you know, when you were in that section, you listed austerities of the mind, right? It was a long list. One of them,
it's all Prabhupada purport only, just made into points.
Yeah. So I think the second point might have been, either the first or second point was, you know, always do good for others, right? The first one. We should be always thinking of doing good for others. And then towards the end, there was one where...
You should think of welfare of all.
How are those different?
This is Prabhupada is telling, in general, we should have welfare for all the living entities. And maybe for specific people, we may extend to do something good.
Okay. And how would you define gravity of thought?
This is when we start, when we have some higher purpose in life, then we'll be more grave. When there is frivolousness is not there. And when we have really some serious purpose in life, then we are grave. Then we'll not be attracted to sports and other entertainment.
Gravity.
So I didn't explain it because I wanted to take some other topic, but this is what my understanding is.
So gravity means focus on our self-realization, basically.
Yeah.
Everything focused there. That's gravity. Okay, last thing, Prabhu. You know, you were saying that we should not in the social media be discussing certain political topics, you know.
Yeah.
Immediately came to mind this trauma that happened in Bangladesh, right? Where temples were desecrated, right? And even Srila Prabhupada's Murti was, you know, destroyed and so on. And so something like that, it wasn't so obvious to me why that should not be discussed.
Yeah, there are when it happens to devotees, we should definitely discuss and try to do something all of us together. It is also a part of our service to help devotees in their difficulties. It is not wrong. What I mentioned is, when there are other topics, especially in India, these things are now going on so much. The devotees are discussing so much about all these some political reasons or whatever reason. They discuss all these religious things and all. So that's why I was mentioning this point. But not in that case where when devotees are in trouble, we should definitely help and we should try our best. Where all devotees went from all the embassies, all the countries, they went to the embassies of the Bangladesh and they gave the letter, and that was actually a good service they did. It was good, actually. That's what we should.
Okay. Okay, Prabhu. Yeah, actually, that was the very first time I participated in a protest in my whole life. I just needed justification.
Yeah, that is actually we should do. That was correct thing. We also did here. We did Harinam, big Harinam we did in protesting, and we put big banners, and we also did.
Okay, Prabhu. Thank you so much. Yes, I will definitely be listening to this again. Hare Krishna.
This is courtesy of Bhakti Vignan Maharaj. I'll get more from there. I have taken little only.
Thank you, Prabhu.
Thank you,
Mataji. Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you. What you have taken, just sprinkle us onto us a little bit of that, so we can be purified. Prabhuji, there is a question in chat box from Dasanadi Mataji. I think she's on video too. Mataji, if you like, you can go ahead. I see you on video. You can unmute yourself, Mataji. Mataji is asking. Okay, perfect. Hari Bol.
Hare Krishna.
Mataji, your voice is very low. Please, little louder, near to the microphone, maybe.
Can you hear me?
A little better now. Maybe a little more. Mataji, maybe shout at us.
In your settings, you may have to change, I think. Yes, Mataji.
There is a question for me. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhakti, Mukti, Siddhi, they're all are asanta. But in the Bhakti life, one also receives the mantra, which is second diksha, that it will reveal our spiritual identity in the Goloka Dham. So, what about the Bhakta who's got the second diksha and is thinking of that, okay, what's going to be my spiritual identity, Golok Dham? So it is going to be a siddhi desiring.
I didn't understand the last part, Mataji. I understood that devotee who don't have second initiation, I didn't understand after that.
Okay, I'm saying that Lord Chaitanya Charitamrita said that Bhukti Mukti Siddhi, all the asanta, they all are not peaceful. But in the one also, in the one second diksha also, which will reveal one spiritual identity in the Golok Vrindavan. So if one is thinking of desiring or begging or praying of that from Sri Guru, will it be called bhakti, which is free from bhukti, mukti?
Yes. Because anything you are doing to go towards Krishna is called anukul. If you are doing anything favorable to go to Krishna, Anakulyasya sankalpo, patikulyasya varjanam, rakshishati tishvaso, gotityvaranam tata. These are all shadvida sharanagati. They are all six symptoms of surrender. We want to, anything that will help us to go towards Krishna, if you are desiring, it is not wrong. It is pure bhakti, pure faith. It is not bhukti mukti siddhi kami.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Mataji, for asking. That's such a beautiful verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishna bhakta nishkama ataeva shanta bhukti mukti siddhi kami sakaliya shanta. Our very dear His Grace. Things like this. And Chaitanya Charitamrita is so sweet from his mouth. So I just copied his.
Hare Krishna, Dhanvat Pranam Prabhuji. Hare Krishna, Dhanvat Pranam Prabhuji. My question to you is, there is one, if you know, there is Dattatreya, in Maharashtra, the lot of people praise or chant about Dattatreya, and there are devotees who go on chanting about Dattatreya. So they have been preaching that Dattatreya is the only truth in Kali Yuga, and there is lot of preaching happening. So I came across few of the devotees since I was wearing tilak, and they started saying that you have a half knowledge and something like that. But I didn't cross because I just wanted to know what they were so much. I mean, they were disliking me. So I wanted to know more. So I just listened carefully, and they said that you should come and listen to us very carefully. Then now I'm in dilemma that shall I go and, you know, because there will be some discussion there, and I'm a little worried because if they say something wrong about Lord and devotees, then I won't be able to take it easily. And I also want to tell them that what they are chanting, and it will be having a limited life. Like they, as per Tukaram Maharaj, there is one mantra, which is Ram Krishna Hari. And so there is Dattatreya mantra also. So I want to tell them that they have that limited span, that mantra will be not that effective for a longer period of time, but I don't know the details about it. So if you know anything or can help me in this situation, could you please guide me?
First thing, Mataji, don't try to change them. First try to increase your faith on the process which we are doing, because it will not work like that. To get devotional faith, people need Ajnat Sukruti. Then only they will be able to understand what you are saying. So instead of telling, we'll only commit ninth offenses. If you are telling the glories of our process without giving them proper faith, we'll only commit offenses. And they will more criticize, and they will also commit offenses. So instead of that, to only appreciate what they are doing, and you also say, maybe I am not at your level, but I am happy with what I am doing. We should not have any arguments or debates. Because unless you are thoroughly studied our scriptures properly from our acharyas and Prabhupada, we cannot go and have some discussions and or debates with people like this. What we have to tell is, you have to appreciate what they are doing. And then when you appreciate them and you say, maybe I'm not at your level, I'm not able to understand what you're saying, I'm happy with what I'm practicing. So first you nicely associate with our devotees and read what our acharyas and Prabhupada is giving, and by that protect yourself, your faith. And they are also not wrong, because their faith is on that level, so they will be practicing that only. Their faith is that level, and our faith is a pure devotional faith, so we will practice at our level. So everybody is at their level practicing, but they are inspired by the Lord. So we have to appreciate them and say, okay, you do what you are doing, and he's also bona fide in one way, because he's the incarnation of Lord only. And don't go into debates. You only give them prasadam. You behave nicely with them. So they'll appreciate devotees. They'll appreciate prasadam, and they'll get some sukruti. And maybe one day they'll also gain pure devotional faith, because they need sukruti. For us, we should not go in any of these discussions and all. We'll not be able to do. And we should not hear from them, because we want, if you are even if they are saying you should hear from us, you say, I'm not so qualified, I don't know all these things, I'm just happy with simple things. So first we have to hear our books properly, read our books properly, then only when we have sufficiently understood and we have become mature, then only we will be able to have some discussions with them. Till that time, you should keep distance, or you should appreciate, respect them, respectful distance we should keep. That is only we should do now. And don't speak about our things, glories and all, which is ninth offense. Let appreciate what they are. And if somebody is asking you personally, can you tell what? That time we can nicely explain to them and help them develop faith. Otherwise, if they are doing their things at our level, don't go in that direction. It's not safe. That much I can tell. Because arguments I can tell, but it will not be much helpful for them. They will not be able to understand, because unless you know personally and what they are, at what level they are, will not be able to bring them out from there. You don't have that power. If an Acharya Prabhupada can pull them out, our level will not be able to do.
Prabhuji, what happened, you know, there is one book called Das Bodh, and which is written by Ramdas Swamiji, if you know, and I have read that. I mean, no, I have read a lot of script, but I don't want to go and we have very strong relationship, like, but I don't know why they are disliking it, but want to hear from me. But I didn't open my mouth because I was just worried, you know, that discussion might land up into whatever you said is exactly what I was thinking. And I will go ahead with you, your input also. But the thing is that they are curious about why these people are, you know, spreading like so much. They made one statement and I couldn't sleep at the night. They said that you people are spreading like anything and you are destroying the culture. Then I said, what? I just controlled myself, but I didn't understand what they mean by destroying their culture. I mean, what is wrong with our culture? I just wanted to know, but I didn't, you know, crossed them because they were very old people and I didn't wanted to, you know, land up in another area. So I just kept quiet, but I'm not okay since I heard that and I still feel to go and, you know, but I just controlled myself, but I'm not okay with
what you can do. You can ask the reasons why they feel we are destroying the culture, and instead of you clarifying, you can ask these questions to some senior devotees, get clarification whether we are really wrong so that your faith is not destroyed. Because if you don't get answers for this, so first just ask them, okay, you said we are destroying. You just tell what all things we are doing wrong. And then you ask a senior devotee and get clarification whether this is really wrong or not, why they are feeling it wrong.
Yeah.
Then you'll not have a problem. Like say, I'll say, okay, ISKCON people, you have to give Diksha to women also, Brahman Diksha, which is not our culture. And you dance in streets, which is not our culture. You chant loudly the name of Lord. So there may be so many arguments. So you get their arguments and you discuss with some senior devotees who can clarify. In that way, your faith is protected. You don't have to give answer to them. Answers are protect your faith only. Not that you go and tell them, see, these are my arguments, we are not doing it. Let them have their opinion. But you get clarified from that answers. If really we are destroying the culture according to them, you just get answers for it. Then it's not a problem.
Yeah. Hare Krishna Prabhu. Hare Krishna Prabhu. Madam.
Jyoti Mataji.
Yeah. Hare Krishna. So Jyoti Mataji. Yeah. Yes. Jyoti Mataji. They are saying you are destroying our culture because they don't know what we are doing. They actually don't know. And they have some misunderstanding because some movie made against us and so many people, because we have so many devotees from foreign countries. They are not Indian bodies. And that's why they think only Brahmanas, like, you know, for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time also, they said only Brahmanas can chant mantras. So like that, they have the misunderstanding, only Brahmanas can chant mantras. But they don't know, they haven't read the scriptures. So our job is to read our scriptures and get qualified and preach to the people. Preach who are listening to you. And don't go behind these people to prove what you are and what you are going to do and what is it. Just leave them alone and you do your preaching separately. Make a, like, you know, a group of people like your age or something, and make more and more people like this so that they all can prove that we are not wrong. We are on the right path. We are following the Vedic culture like that. Because this misunderstanding, not for just them, the whole India is like that. It's very difficult, you know, to see the people who want to take up the Krishna consciousness. So it's simply waste of time going behind them.
Got it, Mataji.
Thank you, Mataji, for clarifying.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. And Prabhuji, what about that Ramkrishna Hari that mantra because it is not.
We also chant Rama Krishna Hari only. Our mantra also is Rama and Krishna and Hari. We also have same mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hari. Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
My understanding is correct, right? Every mantra has a limited. I mean, the presence of that mantra is very limited. Only Ma mantra is raising above all it and giving us the potency to destroy our sins and going back to God. It is not like that.
We have a particular mood to achieve. That's why we need to chant this mantra. Other mantras, Om Namo Narayana, Om Namo Bhagavate, Rama, Krishna, Hari, all the mantras have potencies. But we want to have a certain mood. What Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give us, Anarpita Charim Jira Karune Avatirana Kalo Samarpitam Unnata Ujjwala Rasa. We want to achieve that Unnata Ujjwala Rasa. It is possible only through Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Otherwise, you will not get it. So that is the difference. Otherwise, you chant any mantra, you will get liberated. Any holy name of the Lord, even Islam and Christianity also, they can also, if they chant the name of their Lord, they can also get liberation. You will not get Unnata Ujjwala Rasa, which is possible by Hare Krishna Mahamantra.
Got it, Prabhuji. Dhanvat Pranam. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Shamagauri Mataji. Help me a lot. Hare Krishna.
Rajdas Pru, actually he gave one, I don't know from where he got reference. This is nice. A is Akara, refers to Krishna. U is Kara, indicates Srimati Radharani, pleasure potency. And Ma indicates Makara, indicates the living entity. That's Om is the complete combination of Krishna, living entities and Radharani. Thank you, Prabhu. Yes.
No, Prabhu, not thanks to me. It's a Google. Google ki jai.
Achha, you wrote, Prabhu.
Okay, Prabhuji. Prabhu, very, very beautiful answer and also very beautiful feedback from our Shamagauri Mataji. Certainly, I love, we should, everywhere we go, Prabhu, we find something beautiful, you know, like every scripture has something beautiful. We go to Sikh, we go to Muslim, we go to Christians. Everything is, there's so many beautiful things to appreciate about, actually. But certainly then I remember Bahushaka Yanantascha, you know, then we are multi-path, you know, and then we won't be able to concentrate on one path. So very beautifully said by both of you. Yeah, just try to concentrate on our Srila Prabhupada. Prabhuji, there are so many hands raised. There are so many questions. I don't know, Prabhu, how long to hold you. Prabhu, how long you have?
I have time, bro. I'm
very you. You are so merciful, Prabhu. Thank you so much. Our Valli Mataji, Hare Krishna Mataji, Dhanvat Pranam. Please go ahead.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanvat Pranam. Very wonderful class. Yeah, the class itself is so exciting and so much of information. And everyone, we are waiting to hear from Prabhuji. Actually, I'm also interested in that four forms of sounds. That's what Prabhuji said, right? Vaikari is one of those. And what are the other three, Prabhuji?
Madhyama, Pashyanti and Para. Here the notes, I'll write.
Yeah, Pashyanti, Para, Madhyama, Vaikari. I heard four more things, like for the voice itself. Nabhi, Hrut, Kantha and Rasana, that is the way the voice flows. It starts from the nabhi and then comes to the hrut and then goes to the kantha area and then rasana is the tongue.
I am not sure. I don't know. I didn't hear this, Mataji. Maybe if I get any time.
Oh, okay. I think that is the different forms of sounds, you said. And this is
actually,
the way
I wanted to hear from some of you. I want to get more information in the direction. Yeah. You can repeat, Mataji. I will try to get
yeah.
that also.
Yeah, nabhi, that is there. Nabhi, it voice starts from nabhi. Nabhi, hrut, kantha, and then rasana.
Okay, yeah.
Those are the four ways the voice flows from just nabhi. Voice.
Yeah, when you chant the mantras also, you chant from here.
From nabhi. From the, that's why we sit straight, spine will be straight when you sit to do the mantras. Yeah. That's one thing. And the other thing, Prabhuji, you said, the grandmas used to chant something and whisper in the ear and it will go, the tooth pain, you said. The same way my grandma used to do some mantra or tantra, I don't know what it is called. I was very young at the time when I was like 8 or 12 years old. And even the neighbors used to come to our house to take that if something happens, a swollen hand or something, she used to hold an iron or a pakad or something like a rod or what we do. So with that iron, she used to swipe, like closing her eyes and doing that. Is it a mantra or tantra? What is it considered?
Both are there in
but it usually works.
Tantra is a procedure and mantra. Both they will do. They have procedure also, they have mantra also.
She used to ask them to come 3 times to our house. Not 1 day, 3 days they have to come continuously and it will go away. So nice sharing. You remember my grandma today, Mata Prabhuji. Nowadays no one will even recognize or remember they don't even accept such things, but I used to exist before.
Thank wonderful you. Thank you for sharing.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you for sharing, Mataji. Such a beautiful incident.
Yeah, I also was very happy to hear.
Such a beautiful forum, Prabhu. Sorry, Prabhu, please go ahead. What are you saying?
You have authorized me.
Yeah, that's just time.
Supported my class. It is mm-hmm. your exam.
Yes, Prabhuji.
This is such a beautiful, beautiful family that Srila Prabhupada gave us. You know, Prabhu, Usually we are with our culture people. Like, let's say I'm from Punjab, I'm with Punjabis. You're from Bombay, you stay with Marathis, you know, and so on and so forth. But in this platform, Prabhu, we have people from everywhere, from different continents, from India, from South India. I was loving Mataji's accent, you know. My neighbor would come and, you know, it's so beautiful. Prabhupada gave us such a beautiful family. Thank you, Mataji. Thank you for sharing with us. Our Kadamba Priya Das Prabhu. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Danva Pranam.
Hare Bhav, Kadamba Priya Prabhu.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, Danva Pranam Prabhuji.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you too, Prabhu. Actually, Prabhu, I usually hear recording lessons because of the time difference. But as soon as I had your darshan, so I was not able to resist and I just came. So Prabhuji, my question to you is, like, you know, I just heard, like, you know, you started to speak on bhakti. So Prabhu, during preaching, when we talk about bhakti, usually people, they counteract and they say that why do we need to do bhakti? We are enjoying in our life. We're going to the pubs and all, like we're drinking and eating. We're already enjoying. So like, what will bhakti add up to our life? And so this is, like, you know, little difficult, like, you know, how to convince them. Secondly, Prabhu, the same, like if a newcomer is there, and he hears all these things, so his faith can be, you know, his faith can go down, and he can also, like, you know, join those guys. So how to maintain his faith, and what should we say to him that, you know, that bhakti is superior and it is nothing, like, you know, we don't enjoy like that. So what to speak to them?
Yeah, there are two parts, bro. Means I will answer in two ways. One is, bro, we can give answers to that person. There is no death. We have sufficient arguments. More than important, that is, bro, we need to find who are sincere and innocent people. That will be easy for our preaching. Instead of going to people who are already so much in gross ignorance, we need more effort to bring them out. But there are some people who are already frustrated, got sufficient beatings from Maya, they are our good audience. We'll save our time and energy and we'll be able to do more justice for them. Instead of going to get some one such very hardcore materialistic person, better to go to 3 very innocent people and give energy and give them time and uplift them. And we always have to, we should not go for a number, and also we should know some people will come. We have to help them to get Sukruti, and if their Sukruti is maturing, they will develop faith and they will continue with us. Some people may go, they may get again distracted, but they will come after some time because they need some more Sukruti to come. So we should not bother about who are going away. We should try to take care of people who are staying with us. So when we are not fruitive in our preaching, then we will be able to do it more nicely. Then what happens na? When I preach, I immediately expect result that this person should get convinced. No. you try to convince people who want to hear from you. You help them who want to really understand. Then we'll not have much tension. We'll be able to peacefully do not with the number. It is even 2-3 people, if they develop really good faith and become very serious devotees, that is also good enough for us. Because we are not at a very big level. We have to see at our level, what all I can do, I will try to do. I can increase their sukriti by giving them regular prasadam. If I say I am not interested, I said, okay, don't hear philosophy, take some prasadam. So you give them prasadam. That is also preaching. One day you will become very nice devotee. You call them for some lunch and dinner at your house, nicely feed them. With their family, they'll come, give them some good experience. And then after 2-3 days, can we go to temple? So it's not that they have to take mala and chant only. Even if they take prasad also, they are getting sukriti. One day they'll get benefited. Only thing is, we should not be fruitive. Immediately don't try to change. Don't try to expect result. Then we can do so much peacefully preaching. And when they see you in that way, that is a big preaching. And when they see us happy, unaffected, cool, that is actually the greatest preaching. And if you are cool and calm, many people will come after some time because they will search their numbers, mobile numbers. If they are in trouble, they want to know whom to call. And you will be the first number. So this person is cool, is non-judgmental, is very kind-hearted. This is actually what we can attract many people. If you are very cool, of course, you are like that. You know it. You have great attitude and you are such a wonderful Vaishnava. So that is actually what is preaching. And then they will come, slowly they will develop faith on Krishna. When they have appreciation for devotees, that is the best preaching. So it is not, and some people will be convinced and Krishna will send them.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Nice to see you.
Thank you, Kadamba Priya Prabhuji. Very beautiful question. Thank you, Prabhuji, for answering that. And Kadamba Priya Prabhu, whenever you have time, please join us. We love your association. So we'll wait for your association next time too. Prabhuji, there is
we have so many answers, Prabhu, for the question. If people are saying we are happy in this material world, we don't need all these things. We have answers. But based on the situation of the person, we will be able to answer it. The general answers are there. But there will be specific for that person. No, say, okay, you are happy. If there is more way of experiencing joy, why don't you come and experience? Okay, once in a while, you come and enjoy here with us also. So in that way, you can bring them. Instead of telling that you are suffering and you will enjoy here, you say you are enjoying there. We have some other experience of enjoying. You can enjoy here also. So if you tell you are suffering, people will not accept it. It is hurting their ego.
Yes, Prabhu, so true. Most of us, we all have felt that happiness, Prabhu. We thought that millions of dollars will give happiness. It's not true, Prabhu. I've been there. So, Prabhuji, there is another hand raised. Priti Mataji, Hare Krishna Mataji, Dhanu Pranam.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, thank you so much for this beautiful class. And I just, this question is regarding the previous question only about how we, ninth offense is not to approach, you know, ignorant, and anybody who doesn't want to, you know, listen to you, right? But in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 3, 29, Prabhupada purport, it's written that, but the devotees of the Lord are more kind than the Lord because they understand the purpose of the Lord. Consequently, they undertake all kinds of risks, even to the point of approaching ignorant men to try to engage them in acts of Krishna consciousness, which are absolutely necessary for the human being. So devotees, they're so much merciful. They're so much, they take all kinds of risks, even if they have to. Does it consider it as offense? Even though, you know, we just go approach them, is it still an offense?
There is a difference, Mataji, in that and ninth offense. What is the difference is, we don't try to directly tell the glories. We try to help them by giving them prasadam, inviting them for kirtan, inviting them to temple, or giving them some Bhagavad Gita book. We need not tell the glories of the holy name by chanting one name of the Lord. Such glories and all, no, which they will not be able to immediately accept. So we need not tell those things. We can tell some simple things which is not challenging their faith. It will not be an offense. If you are talking something which will make them challenge their faith also, which will cause them make offensive attitude. So that things we should avoid. Directly okay. Telling the glories which are there, you know, and sixth canto Bhagavatam about the holy name, that is an offense. Yes. You just have to help them to develop faith and appreciation for devotees. That will not be able to.
Definitely. Thank you so much, Prabhu. Even it requires mercy also, not to understand whatever, to develop bhakti also. So of course, yeah. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Preeti Mataji. 100%. You said it in the last line. It requires love. Yes. We need to create this love for Krishna, for Srila Prabhupada, for devotees. Our very dear, our Shamagori Mataji. Hare Krishna, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for the wonderful class. My question is in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, I am the vibration of transcendental Om. And I am the sacrifices, like I am chanting of the holy name. So, Prabhuji, both are sound, na? Means like Hare Krishna Mahamantra is also sound. And Om is also sound. So, why Krishna is saying, I am the sound vibration, I am the Om?
And Prabhupada says Om is Hare Krishna Mahamantra, na? What happens is, we realize the Lord through mantra only. So, it is like Krishna is non-different from the word Krishna. Is because it's a transcendental level, both are non-different. And we will not be able to, if we chant, of course, there is one Hansi Jani, he is a German scientist. What he did, he made a mission. He wanted to know the forms of the sounds. So he made a mission and he was chanting different mantras and different sounds of different languages. And he brought one yogi and he made him chant the mantra Om. And the mission produced the forms. And it formed the form that produced by chanting Om was Sri Yantra. So a Sri Yantra, which is a triangle, one up, one down, and it's a little complicated, which is showing that it's a combination of spiritual and material worlds and all these things. So the point is, Om, if the sound vibration is proper, it is actually, that comes is Sri Yantra. So the form of Om and the mantra, that's why the whole Vaikuntha is Sri Yantra. If you see the chart of Vaikuntha, how it is made with Sri Yantra only. So the form is non-different from the spiritual abode of Lord. Then mantra's form is non-different from spiritual abode. So there is no difference. It's all transcendental. That's what I understand. Maybe we can get some other devotees can explain more. This is, I have very little knowledge about it.
Thank you, Prabhu.
Sorry. Thank you, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, I don't think devotees want to let you go today. Gail Mataji is again the hand up. Hare Krishna Mataji.
I'm sorry, Prabhu. Yeah, just one last thing. Mataji asked the question that, you know, sparked this long-standing confusion that's been in my head. You know, we say that Krishna allows his Majjhima Adhikari devotees to distribute Krishna consciousness, because if he does it directly, then he can be accused of partiality, right? So, but at the same time, when Krishna detects that someone is sincerely searching after him, he will make arrangements for that devotee to come in contact with his devotee. So I'm trying to reconcile this, you know, how on the one hand, Krishna will not directly, you know, how should I say? He won't distribute this Krishna consciousness directly. He won't tell, you know, he won't give that order. You go here, you go there. But at the same time, he will arrange for, you know, the seeking sincere person to meet with his devotee. So in one case it's partiality, and in another case he's not accused of partiality. I don't know if my question is clear or not.
Yeah. Now, when you say partiality is like Hiranyakashipu want to say that there is no Lord. So he is getting all intelligence to prove that there is no God. And now a person is telling, I want to believe that there is God. All intelligence will be given for him. In that way, you can say it is no partiality, because Lord is fulfilling the desire. I want to go to Lord. Lord is arranging for me a devotee. Where is the question of partiality? He is doing what is according to our desire only, right? Partiality means he should not do, somebody is doing something, somebody. No, according to our desire, he is doing. So where is the question of partiality? It is equal. Ye yataman prapadyante tamastate bhujam. Krishna is saying, ye yataman prapadyante. Whatever way you want, I'll reciprocate. So where is the question of partiality?
So we call it partiality if a person is not even inquiring, and then still Krishna will direct them to devotee, is it?
Then we can say that he is manipulating. Of course, there are some Kripa Siddhi, sometimes Krishna does. He is Swarat, he is independent, he can do anything, but still he cannot be partial, because that is the real desire of living entity. In that way we can justify. But in any case, Krishna is telling Samoham Sarvabhuteshu, so he means it. In some exceptional cases, Putna is coming to kill, Krishna says, no, she came to serve me, so I'll take her to spiritual world. You cannot ask her, she came to kill. No, Krishna said, no, she came to give milk, I'll take her to spiritual world. So, but still it is not partial, because his Kripa Shakti is also, his desire to, his mercy is also there, that factor.
Okay, so again, partiality means that even if you're not looking for Krishna, he's giving himself to you. But impartiality means, you know, whatever you want, that's what he's going to facilitate that.
Yeah.
Whether you want him, you don't want him, he will facilitate either way. Okay. I think that's much better for me now. Thank you, Prabhu.
Thank you very much for this opportunity. I'm very grateful to be with all of you. And please forgive me if I have said anything.
Prabhu, no, you said you gave so many beautiful answers, Prabhu, and you gave such a beautiful class. Thank you for staying with us for such a long time, Prabhu. Couple of hours almost. So thank you, Prabhu. Beautiful, beautiful answer. Certainly, the only thing I know is Krishna, and his name is keeping me away from my lower nature. I'm still in a very lower nature, Prabhu. But whenever, you know, I think of Krishna, I think of Radharani, and then, you know, it just brings me out of my lower nature. That's all I see. So thank you so much, Prabhu. So many comments, Prabhuji. Yes, Prabhu.
Thank you. Very grateful.
So many comments, Prabhuji. So many devotees are thanking you, Prabhu, in the chat box. Sukha Mataji, Vinita Mataji, Tiffany Mataji, Jyoti Mataji again, Jyoti Mataji, Dasanandi, Gail Mataji, Nitanarsimha Prabhu. Prabhu, so many devotees. I can't even read all of them, Prabhu. So many devotees are thanking you, Prabhu, for the beautiful class and the question answer session, Prabhu. So, dear devotees, let us pay our obeisances to Prabhuji. So Prabhuji can leave. It's being very late. Vancha kalastaru vaishya kripa
sindhupaya vatanam pavanebhyo
vaishnavebhyo namah. Grantha Srimad Bhagavatam ki Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ji ki
Jai.
Shri Radha Pramod Prabhu Ji ki
Jai.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Th